6. The First Miracle. The Dragon King. Then the Gracious One, while walking gradually on walking tour, arrived at Uruvela. Then at that time at Uruvela there lived 3 yogis, known as Uruvela Kasapa, Nadi Kasapa, and Gaya Kasapa. Of these, the yogi Uruvela Kasapa was the leader, guide, chief, director, and instructor of 500 yogis. The yogi Nadi Kasapa was the leader, guide, chief, director, and instructor of 300 yogis. The yogi Gaya Kasapa was the leader, guide, chief, director, and instructor of 200 yogis. Then the Gracious One approached the yogi Uruvela Kasapa's ashram. And after approaching, he said this to the yogi Uruvela Kasapa, "If it is not troublesome to you, Kasapa, we would stay for one night in the sacrificial firehouse." "It is not troublesome to me, great ascetic, but there is a fierce, venomous, poisonous dragon king here, having psychic power. He should not be allowed to harass you." For a second time, the Gracious One said this to the yogi Uruvela Kasapa, "If it is not troublesome to you, Kasapa, we would stay for one night in the sacrificial firehouse." "It is not troublesome to me, great ascetic, but there is a fierce, venomous, poisonous dragon king here, having psychic power. He should not be allowed to harass you." For a third time, the Gracious One said this to the yogi Uruvela Kasapa, "If it is not troublesome to you, Kasapa, we would stay for one night in the sacrificial firehouse." "It is not troublesome to me, great ascetic, but there is a fierce, venomous, poisonous dragon king here, having psychic power. He should not be allowed to harass you." "It is all right. He will not harass me. Come now, Kasapa. Allow me the sacrificial firehouse. Dwell there, great ascetic, according to your pleasure." Then the Gracious One, after entering the sacrificial firehouse and preparing a grass covering, sat down. Having folded his legs crosswise, set his body straight, and established mindfulness at the front. Then the dragon saw that the Gracious One had entered, and after seeing him, pained, depressed, he belched out smoke. Then this occurred to the Gracious One. "Now what if I, without having destroyed this dragon's tegument, skin, flesh, muscle, bone, or bone marrow, were to overcome the dragon's power with my power?" Then the Gracious One so arranged it with his psychic powers that he also belched out smoke. Then that dragon, unbearably angry, blazed forth. The Gracious One, having attained the fire element, also blazed forth, and both of them burned so bright it was as if the sacrificial firehouse was on fire, in flames, was burning down. Then those yogis, having surrounded the sacrificial firehouse, said this, "The great ascetic is surely intelligent, but he is harassed by the dragon." Then the Gracious One, with the passing of that night, without harming that dragon's tegument, skin, flesh, muscle, bone, or bone marrow, after overcoming the dragon's power with his own power and dropping him into a bowl, showed him to the yogi Uruvela Kasapa, saying, "This is your dragon, Kasapa. His power was overcome by my power." Then this occurred to the yogi Uruvela Kasapa, "Powerful and majestic is this great ascetic, since he can overcome this fierce, venomous, poisonous dragon king's psychic power with his own power. But he is surely not a worthy one like I am." 7. The Ordination of Kasapa and His Followers. Then this occurred to the Gracious One, "For a long time this will occur to that foolish fellow. Powerful and majestic is this great ascetic, but he is surely not a worthy one like I am. Now, what if I were to cause spiritual anxiety to this yogi? Then the gracious one said this to the yogi Urivelakasapa: you are certainly not a worthy one, Kasapa, nor have you entered the path to worthiness. This practice of yours is not one whereby you could be a worthy one, or one who has entered the path to worthiness. Then the yogi Urivelakasapa, having fallen with his head at the gracious one's feet, said this to the gracious one: may I receive the going forth, venerable sir, in the presence of the gracious one. May I receive the full ordination. But you, Kasapa, are the leader, guide, chief, director, and instructor of 500 yogis. You should give them permission, and they can do whatever they are thinking. Then the yogi Urivelakasapa approached those yogis, and after approaching he said this to those yogis: I wish to live the spiritual life under the great ascetic. You, dear friends, can do whatever you are thinking. For a long time, friend, we have had confidence in the great ascetic. If you, friend, will live the spiritual life under the great ascetic, all of us will live the spiritual life under the great ascetic. Then those yogis, after throwing their hair, locks, pole and basket and sacred fire equipment into the water, approached the gracious one, and after approaching and falling with their heads at the feet of the gracious one, they said this to the gracious one: may we receive the going forth, venerable sir, in the presence of the gracious one. May we receive the full ordination. Come, monks, said the gracious one, the Dhamma has been well proclaimed. Live the spiritual life for the complete ending of suffering. That was these venerable ones' full ordination. The yogi Nadi Kasapa saw the hair, locks, pole and basket and sacred fire equipment floating in the water, and after seeing them, this occurred to him: let there be no danger for my brothers. And he sent yogis, saying, go and find out about my brothers. And he, together with 300 yogis, approached the venerable Urivelakasapa, and after approaching, he said this to the venerable Urivelakasapa: is this better, Kasapa? Yes, friend, this is better. Then those yogis, after throwing their hair, locks, pole and basket and sacred fire equipment into the water, approached the gracious one, and after approaching and falling with their heads at the feet of the gracious one, they said this to the gracious one: may we receive the going forth, venerable sir, in the presence of the gracious one. May we receive the full ordination. Come, monks, said the gracious one, the Dhamma has been well proclaimed. Live the spiritual life for the complete ending of suffering. That was these venerable ones' full ordination. The yogi Gaya Kasapa saw the hair, locks, pole and basket and sacred fire equipment floating in the water, and after seeing them, this occurred to him: let there be no danger for my brothers. And he sent yogis, saying, go and find out about my brothers. And he, together with 200 yogis, approached the venerable Urivelakasapa, and after approaching, he said this to the venerable Urivelakasapa: is this better, Kasapa? Yes, friend, this is better. Then those yogis, after throwing their hair, locks, pole and basket and sacred fire equipment into the water, approached the gracious one, and after approaching and falling with their heads at the feet of the gracious one, they said this to the gracious one: may we receive the going forth, venerable sir, in the presence of the gracious one. May we receive the full ordination. Come, monks, said the gracious one, the Dhamma has been well proclaimed. Live the spiritual life for the complete ending of suffering. That was these Venerable Ones' full ordination. 8. The instruction about burning. Then the Gracious One, having dwelt at Uruvela for as long as he liked, left on walking tour for Gaya's head, together with a great community of monks, with 1,000 monks, all of whom were formerly yogis. There the Gracious One dwelt near Gaya, on Gaya's head, together with 1,000 monks. There the Gracious One addressed the monks, saying, "All is burning, monks." What all is burning, monks? The eye is burning, monks. Forms are burning. Eye consciousness is burning. Eye contact is burning. And whatever feeling arises dependent on eye contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, that also is burning. With what is it burning? It is burning with the fire of passion, with the fire of hatred, with the fire of delusion. It is burning with birth, with old age and death, with griefs, with lamentations, with pains, with sorrows, and with despairs, I say. The ear is burning. Sounds are burning. Ear consciousness is burning. Ear contact is burning. And whatever feeling arises dependent on ear contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, that also is burning. With what is it burning? It is burning with the fire of passion, with the fire of hatred, with the fire of delusion. It is burning with birth, with old age and death, with griefs, with lamentations, with pains, with sorrows, and with despairs, I say. The nose is burning. Sense are burning. Nose consciousness is burning. Nose contact is burning. And whatever feeling arises dependent on nose contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, that also is burning. With what is it burning? It is burning with the fire of passion, with the fire of hatred, with the fire of delusion. It is burning with birth, with old age and death, with griefs, with lamentations, with pains, with sorrows, and with despairs, I say. The tongue is burning. Tastes are burning. Tongue consciousness is burning. Tongue contact is burning. And whatever feeling arises dependent on tongue contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, that also is burning. With what is it burning? It is burning with the fire of passion, with the fire of hatred, with the fire of delusion. It is burning with birth, with old age and death, with griefs, with lamentations, with pains, with sorrows, and with despairs, I say. The body is burning. Tangibles are burning. Body consciousness is burning. Body contact is burning. And whatever feeling arises dependent on body contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, that also is burning. With what is it burning? It is burning with the fire of passion, with the fire of hatred, with the fire of delusion. It is burning with birth, with old age and death, with griefs, with lamentations, with pains, with sorrows, and with despairs, I say. The mind is burning. Thoughts are burning. Mind consciousness is burning. Mind contact is burning. And whatever feeling arises dependent on mind contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, that also is burning. With what is it burning? It is burning with the fire of passion, with the fire of hatred, with the fire of delusion. It is burning with birth, with old age and death, with griefs, with lamentations, with pains, with sorrows, and with despairs, I say. Seeing this, monks, the learned, noble disciple grows weary of the eye, grows weary of forms, grows weary of eye consciousness, grows weary of eye contact, and whatever feeling that arises dependent on eye contact, Whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, he also grows weary of that. He grows weary of the ear, grows weary of sounds, grows weary of ear consciousness, grows weary of ear contact, and whatever feeling that arises dependent on ear contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, he also grows weary of that. He grows weary of the nose, grows weary of sense, grows weary of nose consciousness, grows weary of nose contact, and whatever feeling that arises dependent on nose contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, he also grows weary of that. He grows weary of the tongue, grows weary of taste, grows weary of tongue consciousness, grows weary of tongue contact, and whatever feeling that arises dependent on tongue contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, he also grows weary of that. He grows weary of the body, grows weary of tangibles, grows weary of body consciousness, grows weary of body contact, and whatever feeling that arises dependent on body contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, he also grows weary of that. He grows weary of the mind, grows weary of thoughts, grows weary of mind consciousness, grows weary of mind contact, and whatever feeling that arises dependent on mind contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, he also grows weary of that. Through weariness he becomes dispassionate. Through dispassion he is liberated. In liberation there is the knowledge that such is liberation. Destroyed is rebirth. Accomplished is the spiritual life. Done is what ought to be done. There is no more of this mundane state. This he knows. Moreover, as this sermon was being given, those 1,000 monks' minds were liberated from the pollutants without attachment.